I'm not losing my hat.
Okay, I started.
You what?
I left my hat here for like 3 months.
I got a nice hat.
Ruined my day.
3 months.
It did. It was right here. It was just hidden away. Nobody said anything. My good sunglasses. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the planning and commission meeting for April 2nd.
Did she turn the recording on?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. Rachel, we'll start with the... Well, I'm here. Nathan Washer. Rachel Goetz.
Connor Lunt.
I was about to say Mr. Lunt, because for whatever reason, I stared right at you and was like...
Senior Lunt.
All right, sorry about that.
Okay, you ready? Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can be here to handle the business of the town tonight, and we pray that Thy Spirit may guide us to make good decisions. And we pray that those who are joining our community will feel welcome, and that this will be a good place for them to live. And we ask a blessing on our mayor as he's recovering. And we thank Thee for this great place that we live in, and we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. All right, on to our action items. First off, the approval of the February 5th regular planning meeting minutes. I'll look at those. In attendance, Connor Lunt, Jesse Carter, Nathan Washington.
Oh,
right.
That
talk
is exciting.
We're going to do the regular meeting minutes first. So the second page, I don't know that it matters, but... All right, entertain a motion if anyone would like to.
I'll make a motion we approve the minutes from February 5th, 2025.
I second that motion.
The planning meeting minutes?
Sorry, yes. The planning commission hearing meeting minutes from February 5th, 2025. I move we approve them.
Well, they're two separate ones.
Oh, I'm sorry. And the planning commission meeting, February 5th, 2025 meeting minutes also.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We can do them both at the same time, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can.
No, you gotta drag it out as long.
We said both of them.
Well, we did.
We
I messed it up royally, so.
Okay.
We're trying to get the email over here.
We're trying to make the meeting.
So we'll do the permit. We're on to housing permits. We're waiting for that plan. So let's do the Vinalstahl house if you want to look at that.
I think this is it.
Small set if you want.
We can.
I mean, it's just a giant set of them.
This is where Sandy Brooks lived. Oh, right here. Because this is behind.
Yeah, so this is a hayfield. This is Blue's house.
So this is where Sandy
And they're using
Brooks
this as the front of their lot.
I see.
What does that say?
Gravel drive.
Porta potty?
Oh, yeah. Porta
potty dumpster.
They can't afford it. Toilet needed.
Is that for construction only?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're pretty cheap. $100 a month.
Just keep one.
Yeah.
Full time.
I might.
What does that mean?
unexcavated, so they don't dig it up when they dig the basement. So it's for the garage, so it doesn't need to be as deep.
I see.
They just dig the footings around it, and those are only 4 foot, usually, or 3 foot.
Downstairs?
Main floor.
Main floor.
This is the basement. Does it say if it's finished or unfinished basement? I guess it don't matter. I'm just curious.
It doesn't say.
I'm just snooping.
Actually, they're both in the finished square footage, so.
I'm always interested
in 14 and 16.
People choose.
I had a hard time with mine because you don't know what you like until you build one.
Yeah.
I need to build 4 more, but my wife won't let me. Mm-hmm.
Four more houses?
Yeah. Tells you how to wire it.
But right now, all we're doing is we're not doing this future shop thing. It's just the house, correct? So it looks like
it.
What does the dotted line mean? Where's your schedule? Mm-hmm. I don't have one.
Is this? It has
it's 25
to be,
feet
it
off.
It has to be 15 from the neighbors. And 30 from the street. Mm-hmm. And this is 22 56. Because it's a porch.
Yeah.
Do you want to turn more pages?
I know. Just want to move this.
Wastewater. Is it already approved?
Yeah, that was already approved.
No freezer buildings within 20 feet of the leach lines.
Oh, this is just
20 feet of the what?
The leach lines. Side with 22 because of that. 39.6 on that side. 58 from their shop. Or, well, I guess it's not really there, so we don't care. I have to build that another time, huh?
Yeah, that's probably a different permit for that.
See, this is exactly what they were talking about when we did that flag lot, somebody that does this. Because according to the thing, they don't have to do anything. Right? Maybe whatever they wanted, but... Not that, I mean, I don't care.
Is that considered a flag lot, though?
No, they were talking. They were like, well, what if we did this? And yes. Because this
some
is kind of almost the same example.
Like secret code?
Well, that way, like, all the yellow ones go together, all the green ones go together.
I'm colorblind, it don't do no good.
Yeah, you're not helping us out at all.
Yeah.
Alright.
Do you like that one? Did they have a septic thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Check there if you want it.
I don't really. What was I looking at? Who's this one?
It's the same one. This is the building permit, this is septic, the wastewater system application.
Yeah, the guy sent everything, like the deed, all the things.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Jeff Ramsey. He doesn't know what he's doing. No, I'm just joking. Okay. Is it?
Because we're good on all,
So this goes with that one?
That one goes, they all go together. It matters after this, I guess. So. Alright.
I make a motion we approve the plans for... What was it for?
Second one down.
Seaman Austell.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Alright. Onward and forward in the life. We'll go to Messerschmitt's plans. So, the 155 West 400 South. Sorry, lot there. Do you already have a wastewater application?
No. Is that for the septic tank?
What?
Is that for the septic tank? Okay,
yeah. Yeah. Plot map with this?
So that was what he was driving. So he's going to have to bring in. So when you get your wastewater application, you'll have to bring that in. Okay. And any approval for a permit would be conditional on that.
Okay.
We don't anticipate any not getting approved, but it is something that needs to be with it. And then when you can, and you said tomorrow you can bring us the actual plat map.
Yeah.
We'll need that before the permit town council. Yeah.
Approved. Yeah.
So, but as long as. You know all the setbacks.
You're saying 30 feet from the front street, 15 from the side, which gives you quite a bit on your west side, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how much is on your west side? Just by chance. I mean, you'll have to bring in the plot map.
Yeah, I bet there's 30 on that.
I'll say there should be at least 20, 25 to 30. It's already been approved by the inspector?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I forgot to mention, the Van Austell one, he actually had both Burl and Lane sign it. So, it's double approved,
Triple approved now. Huh.
I'll entertain a motion pending the correct plot map that shows the correct setbacks and the wastewater approval, right? The waste approved wastewater
permit.
Do
you want me to try it?
Yeah, give it.
I missed the first one.
That's how I did it first.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve the building permit for C. Messerschmitt pending a current plot map. Setbacks and wastewater approval.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Great news.
I did it.
Office issue permits. Re-roof for C. Kerrigan.
And you're getting the roof.
That's good news.
That's great.
It's on already?
Yeah.
Cool. Did you do it?
No, we had King Roofing do it. But they started the process last May.
They started the process last May?
With the insurance company.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah. No, like, they came and did it like in a
I was going to say, like a roof disappears and like...
They must get paid by that.
They're not paid by the job crew. Yeah. Electrical service, G&H Sherbert. Where was that at?
I don't actually know. I know they were putting in, I think, a generator. And so they had to have it inspected.
Oh.
So they brought in a permit for it.
And then an extension for G. Rowley.
Yeah, so...
Has it sold this house?
Yeah, and so I'm, like, you guys aren't at that meeting, but when I said that they have 120 days, they have 180 days to renew it. So Gus sent us an email saying, hey, listen, I need an extension. They have, our previous, the contract fell through. So they're allowed to renew the...
Okey-dokey.
Okay.
So they're still planning on building here, but it's
contingent upon selling their house. Yeah. So there you go. That's all the exciting news we have for you.
All right.
All right.
Anyone have anything they would like to add?
No, I'm good.
All right. If nobody has anything else, you guys have anything? Yeah.
Nope.
I make a motion we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, guys.
So
I should have said thank you for coming, huh? Thank you for coming all before, even though it's adjourned. Thank you for coming.